So you're interested in the world of animation. I get it. It's a fascinating field. And lately, there's been a real buzz about this new app, Procreate Dreams.
Yeah, it's definitely caught my eye.
Everyone's talking about it, and for good reason, from what I hear.
Based on the information available, Procreate Dreams seems to be generating a lot of excitement, especially for those familiar with the original Procreate app.
Right, and that makes sense. Procreate has a knack for creating powerful yet intuitive tools.
But is Dreams just for seasoned pros, or can someone with, say, your and my level of animation experience jump in too? Their website says it's for anyone who wants to create rich 2D animations, expressive videos, and even breathtaking stories. Those are some bold claims. Where do we even begin unpacking all of that? Well, those terms, rich 2D animations, expressive videos, breathtaking stories, they might sound like marketing jargon, but they give us some clues about what Procreate Dreams is all about. Essentially, it seems to be geared towards a versatile 2D animation experience, similar to traditional frame-by-frame techniques, but with the added flexibility of digital tools.
Okay, so instead of needing those old-school animation light boxes and stacks of transparent paper, we're talking about drawing directly on a screen.
Exactly.
That makes sense, given it's a Procreate product.
And that brings us to one of their standout features, the digital flipbook.
Ah, the good old flipbook. Takes me back to making those little stick figure animations as a kid. Is this basically a digital version of that, or is there more to it?
It's the digital equivalent of those animation pads, but with a modern twist. Think of it as the foundation upon which you build your animations in Procreate Dreams. You draw one frame, then flip to the next, using the previous frame as a guide. But of course, being digital, it offers so much more flexibility. Imagine being able to easily adjust the onion skinning, duplicate frames, or even insert entire sequences, things that would be incredibly tedious with traditional methods.
That makes a lot of sense. They're taking a familiar concept and bringing it into a digital age. And speaking of familiar, Procreate is known for its amazing brushes. Does Dream use the same ones? Because that would be a game changer for existing Procreate users.
You're in luck. They've confirmed that Dreams includes all the brushes you know and love from the original Procreate app. It's a smart move, I think. Imagine being able to seamlessly transition from illustrating a character in Procreate to animating it in Dreams, all with your favorite brushes.
Now that you mention it, they do call Procreate Dreams an all-in-one studio. Do you think they're trying to eliminate the need for animators to jump between different programs? Because I know that's a pain point for a lot of creative folks.
It's becoming more common for creative software to strive for this ecosystem approach, and it's definitely a draw for users. Traditionally, animators might use one program for drawing, another for animating, yet another for compositing and adding effects. It gets complicated. If Procreate can streamline that, making the entire process seamless within Dreams, well, that could be a big deal for a lot of people, especially those who might find juggling multiple programs overwhelming.
For sure. And time-saving, too. Speaking of which, they keep mentioning this performance animation feature. They say you can record motion or effects through touch and respond instantly to the movie as it plays. It sounds almost like, well, like actually performing the animation yourself.
It's a fascinating concept. It's about immediacy and intuition. Imagine sketching with your Apple Pencil, but instead of just drawing a still image, you're capturing the motion, the pressure, the subtle nuances of your strokes in real time. You can then watch it back instantly, make adjustments, and refine the animation as you go.
So it's less about painstakingly plotting out every single keyframe and more about capturing the essence of movement in a more fluid, organic way. Almost like dancing with your Apple Pencil.
I like that analogy. It's about feeling the animation as you create it, responding to what you see on the screen in real time.
Okay, now this is where it gets really interesting to me. Procreate Dreams apparently has something called a stage for your animations, and frankly, it has me a little puzzled.
Okay.
They mentioned creating massive sets for characters to come to life, being able to draw beyond the stage and keeping elements backstage. What in the world does all of that even mean? Is it as theatrical as it sounds?
It does sound dramatic, right? Picture it this way. You have a virtual stage, which is your primary animation area, but you can also create layers that extend beyond that stage, allowing you to have elements move in and out of the frame or create depth.
So it's like having a virtual film set. I can see how that would be useful for creating more dynamic and visually interesting scenes.
Yeah.
It's like controlling what the audience sees and what's happening just off screen.
Exactly.
And that's just the beginning of what Procreate Dreams seems to offer. They also talk about their new file format being the file format of the future, which, let's be honest, Sounds like something you see on a cheesy infomercial.
Right.
It does, doesn't it? But file formats are important. A good one can save you so much time and hassle. So what's the big deal here? What does it actually mean for someone using Procreate Dreams?
It appears they've prioritized efficiency and collaboration. Imagine this. All your project assets bundled into a single file, making sharing, backing up, and accessing your work across different devices incredibly simple.
And no more digging through a million folders for that one image you need. They specifically mention iCloud synchronization and instant open, which sounds like a dream come true for someone who's ever lost work or waited ages for a project to load.
It does sound like a dream, especially for creative work where inspiration can strike at any moment. You don't want to be slowed down by technical limitations. You want to capture that idea as quickly and seamlessly as possible.
Absolutely. And speaking of capturing things quickly, I see they're boasting about Procreate Dreams supporting up to 4K ProRes footage. Those are some fancy words that basically mean you can work with really, really high quality video, right?
Yeah.
But how does that even work in an animation app? And what are the practical implications for, say, someone who wants to make an explainer video or something?
You're right. Those are some hefty terms. What's fascinating here is the potential for combining that high-quality footage with animation. 4K ProRes is a professional-grade video format, which means you could potentially incorporate footage from a high-end camera directly into your Procreate Dreams projects.
Wow. So you could have live-action footage interacting seamlessly with animated characters or elements. That's next level. Imagine the possibilities. Hybrid films, documentaries with animated sequences, or even just adding a touch of visual flair to social media content.
Exactly. It really blurs the line between live action and animation. And what makes it even more impressive is that they're achieving all of this while still being made for iPad and Apple Pencil.
Right. They're really leaning into that intuitive touch-based workflow that the iPad is known for. For some, hearing that an app is only available on iPad might be a drawback. But for Procreate users, it's almost like they're doubling down on what they do best, squeezing every ounce of creative potential out of the iPad.
It shows a deep understanding of their target audience. They're laser-focused on creating the best possible experience for iPad users who are passionate about visual creation. It's not about being everything to everyone. It's about being exceptional for a specific group of creators.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground here, and I have to say, Procreate Dreams is sounding pretty impressive. But I think it's time we addressed the big question. Who is this app actually for?
That's the million-dollar question. Let's start with the beginners. You know, those who've always been intrigued by animation, but found the learning curve or the price tag a bit daunting.
Good point. I've definitely been there. So is Procreate Dreams beginner-friendly, or will it leave newbies feeling lost in a sea of timelines and onion skins?
From the looks of it, they've gone to great lengths to make it accessible to newcomers. The intuitive interface, the familiar Procreate tools, the emphasis on ease of use, it all points to an app designed with beginners in mind. Plus, I noticed they even have a beginner series listed on their website. I'm guessing that'll offer tutorials and resources specifically for Dreams.
It seems likely. Providing that kind of support system for people who are just starting out is crucial. It lowers the barrier to entry and makes animation feel less intimidating. But what about those who are already comfortable with animation software? Will seasoned animators find anything worthwhile in Procreate Dreams? That's where things get interesting. It's not necessarily about replacing their existing workflow. Think of it more as a new tool in their creative arsenal, one that prioritizes speed, fluidity, and that tactile creative experience we were talking about earlier.
So it could be a way for them to quickly sketch out ideas, experiment with different animation styles, or even just have a more portable setup for when inspiration strikes.
Right.
Especially with the whole iPad and Apple Pencil thing.
Exactly. It's about having the flexibility to create wherever and whenever inspiration hits. And let's not forget about the potential for specific types of projects like explainer videos or social media content, where speed and simplicity are key. Procreate Dreams could be a game changer in those areas.
Good point. It seems like they're aiming for versatility in terms of what you can create. And speaking of versatility, they explicitly mention that there's no subscription fee. Procreate Dreams is a one-time purchase of $19.99 USD.
Which, in today's world of subscription fatigue, is almost unheard of, especially for creative software.
Right, it feels like everything has a monthly fee these days. And when you compare that one-time cost to those professional animation software packages that can cost hundreds, even thousands of dollars, well, it makes Procreate Dreams seem like a steal. But we've got to be honest here. There are bound to be limitations, No single app can do everything right.
You're absolutely right. We have to acknowledge that Procreate Dreams is still a relatively new app. It's bound to have its quirks, just like any software, especially in its early stages. Did you notice that little footnote about 8K video support coming in a future release?
Oh, yeah. I see what you mean. They're already thinking ahead, which is a good sign. It suggests they're committed to ongoing development, to making the app even better over time.
Exactly. It shows they're invested in the long haul. But for now, it's probably wise to manage expectations in terms of just how much you could throw at the app. Don't expect to be animating the next Pixar film on it just yet.
Probably not, but hey, maybe someday. For now, I think the key is to approach Procreate Dreams for what it is. A powerful yet accessible tool for creating stunning 2D animations on the iPad.
Couldn't have said it better myself. And with that accessible price point, even if someone is just a little curious about animation, it might be worth taking the plunge and experimenting. It's not a huge financial investment, and who knows, they might just discover a hidden passion.
Absolutely. And if they do decide to give it a go, they won't be alone on their animation journey. Their website mentions a dedicated community section.
Ah, yes. The Procreate community. They've done a fantastic job of fostering a supportive and inspiring online space for artists of all levels.
It's so important to have that sense of community, especially when you're starting out with something new. Having people to share your work with, to bounce ideas off of, to get feedback from, can make all the difference.
For sure. It can be the difference between giving up in frustration and pushing through to create something truly special.
Speaking of community, have you seen any early reviews or responses to Procreate Dreams from the animation community at large?
From what I've gathered, the initial response has been incredibly positive. People seem genuinely impressed with the intuitive interface, the speed of the software, and the quality of the animations they're able to create.
That's great to hear. Were there any common threads or concerns that came up in those early reviews? You know, those little things that people are hoping will be improved or added in future updates?
There have been a few mentions of minor bugs or glitches, which, let's be honest, is to be expected with any new software release.
Oh, those pesky bugs. They always seem to find a way, don't they? But hopefully they're nothing too major.
From what I've seen, they're all relatively minor and nothing that seems to be a deal breaker for most users. The good news is, Procreate has a solid track record of listening to user feedback and releasing updates to address any issues that pop up.
That's reassuring to hear. There's nothing more frustrating than feeling like your feedback is going into a void. It's good to know that Procreate takes their users' experiences seriously.
Absolutely. It builds trust and loyalty within the community. And speaking of Procreate's product ecosystem, it's worth noting that Dreams isn't their only offering. They also have Procreate for iPad and Procreate Pocket. It makes you wonder, how do these different apps all fit together?
That's a great point. Is Dreams designed to work seamlessly with their other apps, or is it more of a standalone product?
While Procreate Dreams can certainly function as a standalone app, I have a feeling they've designed it to complement their existing ecosystem.
So could someone start an animation in Dreams and then bring it into Procreate for iPad to add finishing touches, or vice versa? That would be pretty amazing.
Exactly. It would be incredible. They haven't explicitly detailed how the file formats will interact just yet, but given their emphasis on a seamless workflow, I wouldn't be surprised if we see some cool integration features down the line.
The possibilities are exciting to think about. Imagine being able to transition between apps so easily, using the strengths of each one to create something truly unique.
It speaks to their vision of empowering artists with a suite of tools that all work together.
Okay, so let's zoom out for a second and recap what we've learned about Procreate Dreams. From what we can tell, it's a powerful new animation app for iPad that aims to make creating stunning 2D animations easier and more accessible than ever.
Right. They're really emphasizing intuitive, touch-based controls, a robust set of features, and an accessible price point. And let's not forget the vibrant community that's already rallying around it.
It does feel like they've ticked a lot of boxes.
Okay.
But before we get too carried away with all the hype, it's important to remember that Procreate Dreams is still a very new product. It's going to take some time to see how it truly performs in the hands of creators and what kind of impact it has on the animation landscape.
I agree. While the early response has been overwhelmingly positive, we need to give it a little more time to see how it all shakes out. There's always room for improvement, and I'm sure Procreate will continue to refine and develop Dreams based on user feedback.
Which is a good thing, because no software is perfect right out of the gate. And with something as complex as animation software, there's always going to be a learning curve and a period of adjustment as people figure out how to best utilize its capabilities.
That's part of the fun of it, though, wouldn't you say? Discovering new tools and techniques, experimenting, and finding creative solutions, that's where the real magic happens.
Absolutely. It's all about embracing the journey and being open to new possibilities.
Exactly. So as exciting as Procreate Dreams is, it's important to remember that it's simply a tool. It's up to the artists, the creators, to wield that tool and make something truly extraordinary.
Beautifully put. But I think it's time we brought this back to our listener and their initial request. We've explored Procreate Dreams from all angles, the good, the bad, and the potentially buggy. But we haven't yet answered their question. Is this app right for them?
And the answer, as with most things in life, is it depends.
I knew you were going to say that.
Well, it's true. It all comes down to individual needs, goals, and creative aspirations.
Okay, fair enough. Let's break it down then. If our listener is someone who's always been fascinated by animation but felt intimidated by the technical aspects or perhaps the cost of traditional animation software, could Procreate Dreams be a good fit for them?
Absolutely. It's incredibly intuitive, super affordable, and comes with a supportive community to guide you along the way. It's a great way to dip your toes into the world of animation without feeling overwhelmed or breaking the bank.
So check that box for the budding animator. But what about someone who's already comfortable with animation software? Someone who's used to more robust programs with all the bells and whistles. Would Procreate Dreams still offer them something valuable?
That's a great question. It really depends on what they're looking for. Procreate Dreams isn't meant to replace those professional-grade animation suites. Instead, it offers a different approach, one that's all about speed, fluidity, and a more tactile, intuitive, creative experience.
So it could be a great tool for quickly sketching out ideas, experimenting with different animation styles, or even just having a more portable setup for when inspiration strikes on the go.
Exactly. It's all about finding the right tool for the job, and for certain types of projects or creative workflows, Procreate Dreams could be a game changer.
All right, so it sounds like Procreate Dreams could be a great fit for both beginners and experienced animators alike, depending on their needs and how they approach their craft.
And let's not forget about those who simply love to create, who enjoy experimenting with different mediums and pushing creative boundaries. Procreate Dreams is definitely worth exploring for those individuals as well.
With its combination of powerful features, an accessible interface, and the freedom to create without limitations, it could be the key to unlocking a whole new world of creative expression.
Precisely. And who knows, it might just lead to their next creative breakthrough.
Before we send our listener off on their animation adventures, I do want to circle back to something we touched on earlier. We talked about Procreate Dreams supporting up to 4K ProRes footage, but we didn't really delve into the implications of that.
You're right. That feature has some really interesting implications. The ability to seamlessly blend high-quality footage with animation opens up a world of possibilities.
It does. Imagine combining real-life footage with fantastical animated elements or creating hybrid films that blur the line between reality and imagination. The storytelling potential is huge.
It's a game changer for mixed media projects and really pushes the boundaries of what's possible with animation.
I'm excited to see what people come up with. It's like they've given us a whole new set of crayons to color with. And the possibilities are endless.
I couldn't agree more.
But as much as we've covered today, there's always more to uncover, more to explore, and more to learn. Isn't that part of the beauty of creativity?
Absolutely. It's a journey of constant discovery and growth. And speaking of discovery, there's one aspect of Procreate Dreams we haven't touched on yet that I think is worth highlighting. Remember how we talked about their new file format being the file format of the future?
Oh, yeah, that whole single file, easy sharing thing.
Right.
Definitely sounds like something that could make collaborating a lot smoother.
Exactly. And while they haven't released all the details yet, it seems like this new format might open up some interesting possibilities beyond just collaboration.
Like what? Oh. You've got me curious now.
No, imagine this. What if this new file format isn't just limited to Procreate Dreams? What if it's the beginning of a whole new way of working with creative files across different Procreate apps?
Okay, now that would be huge. It would be amazing to be able to seamlessly move projects between, say, Procreate Dreams and Procreate for iPad or even Procreate Pocket.
Right. Think about the possibilities. You could start an animation in Dreams, bring it into Procreate for iPad to add some detailed illustration work, and then maybe even do some final touch-ups on the go with Procreate Pocket.
It's like they're building a whole Procreate universe where your creative projects can flow seamlessly between different apps and devices.
Exactly. And that level of integration could be a real game changer for artists. It would break down those traditional barriers between different creative disciplines and allow for a more fluid, interconnected workflow.
That's the dream, right? To have all the tools you need at your fingertips, working together seamlessly to help you bring your creative visions to life.
It is. And while we'll have to wait and see just how deep this integration goes, I think it's a really exciting prospect for the future of the Procreate ecosystem.
It definitely feels like they're onto something special. But I think it's time we wrap things up. So to bring it all back to our listener, if you're even remotely curious about animation, Procreate Dream seems like a no-brainer to check out.
I wholeheartedly agree. It's affordable, it's powerful, and it has the potential to unlock a whole new world of creative possibilities. What more could you ask for?
Well said. Now, before we go, I want to leave our listener with one final thought. We've talked a lot about the technical capabilities of Procreate Dreams, but at the end of the day, the true magic of animation lies in the stories we choose to tell with it.
That's beautifully put. It's not just about the tools, it's about the heart and soul that animators pour into their work.
Exactly. So to our listener, as you dive into the world of animation with Procreate Dreams, don't be afraid to experiment, to break the rules, and to tell the stories that only you can tell, because that's how truly unique and memorable animations are made.
And if you ever hit a creative roadblock or need a little inspiration, remember that you're not alone. A Procreate community is there to support you every step of the way.
Well said. And on that note, we'll let you get back to your creative endeavors. Until next time, happy animating.